The Hand of Iman by Riyadhasani Rezaki. Summary of Riyadhasani Rezaki's The Hand of Iman. The novel is a visceral exploration of human trafficking, generational trauma, the weight of poverty, and the desperate, often violent search for identity and escape in West Africa. Tumani, the commodity and the manhole. The novel opens with Tumani's first imperishable memory, the hand-to-hand exchange in which his father sells him for 15,000 FCFA. At age 6, Tumani's fate is sealed as a mere economic transaction. He is taken by Auntie Caro, a professional trafficker who buys children from the north and resells them in the capital city. Caro treats children as investments, renaming them and presenting them in finer packaging to increase their resale value. Tumani is eventually sold to Mr. Bia, a man he characterizes as the devil. Mr. Bia immediately strips Tumani of his name, insisting on calling him Apollinaire. When Tumani initially resists, Mr. Bia beats him brutally with a shoe until Tumani surrenders his identity to escape the pain. Tumani's life becomes a cycle of domestic servitude and physical degradation, serving interchangeable mistresses who come to the house to die a little. He eventually discovers a note from Ter Des Homes promising help, but when Mr. Bia finds the note and a cache of hidden coins, he delivers a near-fatal beating that slashes Tumani's leg to the bone. Tumani is wrapped in a carpet and thrown down a manhole to die. He is rescued by a group of street boys, including Iman, but the infection in his leg leads to a permanent amputation, Hajar and Zainab, the legacy of grief. The narrative shifts to Hajar, Iman's grandmother, whose life is defined by the fate written in the blood of childbirth. Her husband, Yunus, died during a pilgrimage to Mecca, leaving Hajar to raise their daughter, Zainab, alone. Their lives were shattered by a violent family dispute over a palm plantation, leading to murder and their subsequent flight to the capital. Hajar eventually married her brother-in-law, Umar, who was paralyzed in the dispute, out of a sense of religious charity. Zainab, however, rejected her mother's religious wreck of a life. As a teenager, she met George, a 50-year-old white man, and began an affair that she saw as her path to freedom. This relationship produced Iman. When George eventually left Africa to return to his European wife, Zainab was left as a single mother, ostracized by a society that viewed her as a prostitute because she had a mixed-race child, Desire, the fortress of the home. Desire, Zainab's second son, describes the prison Zainab built around herself after marrying a colonel in the military. Zainab married the colonel to gain social respectability and protect Iman from school bullies, but the marriage was a strange desire for domination. In this household, Iman was treated as an early mistake, punished more harshly than Desire to reassure the colonel of Zainab's loyalty. The domestic stability collapsed when Zainab attempted to divorce the colonel. After a lawyer attempted to extort her, she fell into a deep depression and attempted suicide by swallowing pills. Iman intervened to save her, leading to a final, violent confrontation where Iman threatened the colonel with a knife. In a heartbreaking act of self-preservation for her younger son and her business, Zainab kicked Iman out, telling him his place is not here. Alyssa, the architecture of servitude. Alyssa was sold as a child alongside Tumani but spent her life as a pawn and a role rather than a person. As a teenage apprentice seamstress, she was promised to another family in a deal of honor. After reuniting with Tumani, she was inspired to reclaim her freedom. She burned her dress pattern, her master, and ran away from her employer's house. She found refuge with Kiki, a prostitute, living in an antechamber where she experienced vicarious trauma through the sounds of Kiki's clients. Alyssa eventually tracked Tumani to his shack in the slums, attempting to offer him her pure love, but their reunion was interrupted by the arrival of Iman, the intersection, and the final betrayal. The lives of the three protagonists converge in a tragic cycle of jealousy and desperation. Tumani, feeling empty and incomplete, lied to Iman about Alyssa, calling her just a friend. Iman, broken by the loss of his white girlfriend Anna, became obsessed with leaving the country, whatever the cost. He turned to Kovi, a gang leader, who offered to pay for his passage if Iman acted as a distraction during an armed assassination, a mission Kovi knew was suicidal. Tumani attempted to save Iman from the soldiers during the heist but was eventually consumed by a monster of ingratitude and jealousy. When Iman revealed that Alyssa had kissed him, Tumani beat his best friend with his cane, possibly leaving him for dead. In a final act of devastation, Tumani assaulted and raped Alyssa, seeing Iman in his mind as he violated her. Conclusion: The Lighthouse and the Sea. The novel concludes with a series of desperate attempts at redemption and final departures. Tumani tried to create an alibi by leading soldiers to find Iman's body in a cave, but the cave was empty. Alyssa, bleeding and violated, found the injured Iman in the weeds. She helped him reach the old lighthouse, where he embarked on a smuggler's canoe into the Atlantic. Alyssa remains on the shore, a fractured woman, watching the lowercase I of Iman vanish into the sea, forever waiting for a sign that he or the shared reality actually existed. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriNovels.com. Thank you.